The early morning blast occurred at a residence in Kalusha village in Pakistan's volatile tribal region near the Afghan border. Witnesses described an enormous explosion that rattled windows as far as 10 kilometers away. Similar to previous explosions that are attributed to covert U.S. missile strikes on al-Qaeda targets, Pakistani and American officials said they had no knowledge of the incident. U.S. forces are officially barred from operating on Pakistani soil, but news media have reported that intelligence officials in both countries acknowledge there is a secret arrangement permitting U.S. missile strikes against al-Qaeda targets in the tribal regions. Last month, an explosion in North Waziristan killed Abu Layth al-Libi, a man considered to be a top aide to Osama bin Laden. In recent years, pro-Taliban militants opposed to the U.S.-backed governments in Islamabad and Kabul have expanded their reach inside Pakistan and have been blamed for a string of suicide bombings across the country. But many Pakistanis still oppose U.S. missile strikes in the tribal areas. Talat Masood is a former Pakistani army general and a defense analyst in Islamabad. He says such operations appear to undermine Pakistan's sovereignty, especially when bystanders are killed.
So if, you know, innocent lives are lost, then I think there is a lot of hue and cry, and that is very detrimental for the government, and the anti-American sentiment then builds up on that.
Some Pakistanis cited President Pervez Musharraf's close cooperation with the United States as one of the reasons they voted for opposition candidates in this month's national elections. Masood says many people blame Pakistan's continuing violence on the country's role in the U.S.-backed war against terrorism.
There is a very strong view within Pakistan and even amongst the military that this war has been sort of imposed on us. And the conditions in the last 5 years have deteriorated primarily because we have been associated with the U.S. and we need to sort of rethink about it.
Pakistani opposition politicians who swept to victory in the elections campaigned on changing how the country should deal with the worsening militancy. This week, former Prime Minister and leader of the Pakistan Muslim League IN Party, Nawaz Sharif, said he told the U.S. ambassador to Pakistan that the way the war on terrorism has been fought has not been in the best interests of either country. He said not every problem is solved by using force. And if Pakistan can solve its problems with India through negotiations, why can't it negotiate with its own people? Mr. Sharif said the country's new civilian leaders, not the military, should be responsible for shaping this new policy. U.S. officials have expressed worry that negotiations with militant groups could provide the groups an opportunity to reorganize to stage more attacks in Pakistan and Afghanistan. Barry Newhouse, VOA News, Islamabad.